A new WBUR poll out this morning shows the presidential race in the swing state of New Hampshire is now a toss-up. 5 days before the election, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are in what amounts to a dead heat, 40% Trump, 39% Clinton. In New Hampshire's U.S. Senate race, the poll also shows a 6-point lead for the Republican incumbent in a contest that could decide which party controls the next Senate. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks dives into the numbers.
The WBUR poll is consistent with a number of polls across the country that suggests that this presidential race has tightened considerably. In our last poll just 3 weeks ago, Clinton led Trump by 3 points in New Hampshire. This new poll shows Trump in front with a razor-thin 1-point lead well within the margin of error.
So the race really couldn't be closer in New Hampshire at the moment.
Steve Cazella is president of Mass Inc. Polling, which conducted the WBUR poll. He says among the most striking findings, just how much voters deeply dislike both candidates. Only 37% have a favorable view of Trump, which is up slightly from 3 weeks ago, while just 36% have a favorable view of Clinton, which is down a bit. So for the first time, Clinton is viewed less favorably than Trump.
This has been true throughout the campaign. I mean, when we started the campaign, Trump was the most disliked candidate ever to be nominated by a major party, and Hillary Clinton was the second most disliked. So, you know, this voter distaste for the candidates is not necessarily a new dynamic, but it has not improved at all.
The polling took place between last Saturday and this past Tuesday, after FBI Director James Comey shook up the race with news that he was resuming the inquiry into Clinton's emails. 85% of the respondents said they had heard a great deal or a fair amount about the story. Although nobody knows what's in the newly discovered emails or even if they're relevant at all to the investigation, the story has fed the narrative that Clinton can't be trusted. In the WBUR poll, a little more than a quarter of respondents say Clinton is honest and trustworthy. 70% say she is not. Trump's numbers are slightly better. A little more than a third say he is honest and trustworthy. 60% say he's not. At a Trump rally in Manchester last Friday, Christian Carpino of Nashua explained that the issue of honesty is why he will vote for Trump.
Because he's not Hillary, honestly.
And why? What's your concern about Clinton?
Dishonesty after dishonesty, lies after lies. Benghazi, she killed 4 Americans, lied about that. It's lies after lies.
Clinton's critics, including Trump, often cite the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, Libya, among the reasons to distrust her. In fact, the definitive account of the attack by the House Select Committee did not conclude that then-Secretary of State Clinton was responsible for the deaths of 4 Americans, or that she could have saved them.
I think she's honest. She's for the people.
This is Bretta Carrigan of Manchester, a Clinton supporter who was shopping at the Mall of New Hampshire earlier this week. Carrigan says the latest news about Clinton's emails didn't influence her at all. And she says it was the debates that convinced her to vote for Clinton.
She does a lot for children. She always has. She knows the routine, her husband. She's been there, done that. I just believe in her. And I think Trump is fake. He's a womanizer. He discriminates women, and I really dislike that. Especially when you want to run for president.
Our poll found almost 70% believe Trump has done more to divide people than bring them together. Just over 50% feel that way about Clinton. Kimberly Charette from Londonderry, New Hampshire, who was also at the Mall of New Hampshire this week, is among the many New Hampshire voters disillusioned with both candidates. Charette says as a Republican, she'll vote for Trump, but not with an abundance of enthusiasm.
Truly, I have to go party line, so I'm going Republican. I think we need to change, but I don't really enjoy any of the candidates, which is kind of sad in 2016 that this is what we've come up against.
The WBOR poll also found a shift in favor of Republicans running statewide in New Hampshire. Senator Kelly Ayotte now leads her Democratic challenger, Governor Maggie Hassan, by 6 points. And in the governor's race, Republican Chris Sununu leads Democrat Colin Van Ostern by 5 points. But in the close presidential election, there's still a sizable undecided vote, 7%. So this race is coming down to the final days of what pollster Steve Cazella calls a grim and dispiriting campaign.
The campaign and the election cycle may end next week, but some of the problems that it's caused and some of the problems that it's revealed will remain.
That conclusion is borne out by the WBUR poll, which found that nearly 60% of New Hampshire voters say the presidential campaign has made American democracy weaker rather than stronger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.